Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
We'll be right back. Yeah, Virgil's going to be late calling in, and we got a guest, Alexander's calling in here in just a little bit. But, man, I tell you what, 103 degrees and high winds. It feels like hell just hit down here. How you doing, Russell?
Oh, it's about the same down here, man. We're in the mid-upper 90s right now with about 80-85% humidity.
Oh, yeah, that's about what it is here. But with that, we got about 60 mile an hour winds right now. So you can imagine going outside and getting windburned.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I spent 2.5 years out there in between La Mesa and Loving Hobbs, all through that area, man. Yeah, that wind's a son of a gun when it's hot like that.
Oh, yeah, it is. I was laughing at the preacher because she was up in Arizona and she got windburn. I was like, never heard of that. And, well, today I found out. You know?
Yeah, it's a real
thing, man. But I
tell you,
it is. Well, I was in Albuquerque. And I had to go get my screening done. They did a cancer screening on me. They think I might have cancer. And everything, while I was outside, oh, my God. You talk about cooking your skin. You know? So,
yeah.
But Jonathan's going to call in. He's actually online right now and everything, and he's going to give us some updates and stuff. But, Russell, I tell you, you know, the midterm elections are here. We're having our early voting up here. What do you think? Think we got a chance?
Well, I mean, what you got going on now, primaries and stuff like that, who decide who will run in November. So it seems like President Trump is on quite a roll with his endorsements. I don't think there should be any doubt in anyone's mind who's the true leader of the I'm going to call it the new GOP.
Biden gave us a new name.
That's all, you know, that's all fine, dandy. I'm glad to see it, but you and I both know these people going up there is not going to make a bit of difference in the world because it's the entrenched bureaucracy. I want to take a second, and I want to talk about the absolutely insanity of the left.
Yeah, go ahead.
You see the videos of these people, and then they're at the POTUS, Supreme Court Justice's homes and stuff, and why aren't these people being cleared out of there? And I listened to what the Republicans had to say. One of them was our great Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, that little faggot. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Well, you know, they really shouldn't be doing that, and that's not done. And I'm like, what? The establishment Republicans are still so entrenched in this thing with these Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even call out kind of behavior.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, if it had been any of us, me, you, and Jonathan or Virgil after doing that, they'd have us arrested in a heartbeat. You know?
Yeah. Okay, man.
Hey, Jonathan, how you doing, brother?
Good. How you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, good. Just going with motion.
So what all did I miss out? What all did I miss out on?
Oh, we were just updating on the crazy, insane leftists right now. Everything that's going on with the protesting, with the them going over there to Supreme Court justices' houses and everything.
But I was saying, not a single Republican won. Called them out for what's going on at the justices' homes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of them came out and made a statement, but it was weak, and this is just bad behavior and da-da-da. I'm sitting there going, really, you bunch of candy asses. But I don't know. What was your take on all that, Jonathan?
Well, I think we just got a lot of crap happening all over right now. We got Antifa to deal with all over the country right now. I think a lot of it has to do with trying to interrupt some of the elections going on right now. I know up by Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, they've had a call to action from Antifa to go to Coeur d'Alene in Idaho to open. I know the Idaho boys are working on that. So we just got a lot of issues everywhere, a lot of crazies out there, just a lot of shit going on everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we kind of got a feeling that they're probably behind some of these fires that are in New Mexico as well. And everything, you know, because I don't know if you heard, John, but we're on fire up here, you know. And Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa is burning down right now, so, and that started yesterday.
While we're at it, why don't we get on with the subject about the food shortages all across the country?
I
want to talk a little bit here, guys. So, anyways, we got the stores all over California, Arizona, even stores up as far as Idaho, where shelves are bare. And I'm talking bare, guys. I sent you some pictures, I think, William. And then all of a sudden, I just saw the report from BNS Railroad where they're saying that the railroad system's not going to be able to deliver anymore. That's all over the news channels right now. I believe this is all part of the left's agenda to shut us all down.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if you're getting anything off the mainstream media, you should be very, very leery of it.
Well, this actually came from BNS Railroad itself. This is on the railroad site. And as you can imagine, the left owns the railroad.
What they do, what's his name? It'll come to me in a second, but
Soros?
We've had 17, no, not Soros, American
Musk
billionaire.
Really?
Huh?
Musk?
No. There's been 17 plants burned down, I think, since the beginning of the year. That's a direct attack on it. This food thing has been going on for a while. We've talked about it several times here in the recent past. They've got to do something, all right? The Notions movie came out, 2,000 Mules, and, that is absolutely irrefutable evidence in that thing about the election tampering that went on. Mm-hmm. Not a word from the mainstream media, not a word from the Republicans.
Of course not. They're in bed together.
Then you got Hunter's laptop. It took them 2 years, what we told you. Well, not 2 years, a year and a half or whatever it was, that we first talked about it. We now know that wasn't Russian misinformation. Disinformation czar is a friggin' joke. You'll never get any truth out. Again, we're right near the effect of their plan. The stock market has started falling. It's all come together nicely. The economy.
Well, not only that, they're getting ready to get us into digital currency too. And if you remember, I did a special on that with the news media up here and everything. How they're switching, how all these businesses are switching to digital currency and stuff, and now they're living through credit spending. Has anybody noticed any of that yet?
Oh, it's happening all over, buddy. I mean, you're seeing a dramatic change in the way everything is ran now.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, it's all for the worse.
That's
also part of their agenda. We knew it.
Oh, yeah. And we've talked about it many times, you know. And we even said before the election get here, it's going to get so bad. I didn't think it was going to get this bad. You know,
so,
and everything. But it's like, wow. You know.
Well, the main point is, buddy, is they were caught red-handed. And I'll tell you what, mm-hmm. we as patriots, we as militias, we as the citizens of the United States, we have a duty to uphold the Constitution. And that duty is upholding against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if any way you want to look at it, right now, the left is our enemy. They're totally trying to abolish the Constitution. They're totally trying to take complete control of American citizens. And if they have their way, everybody will be nothing but puppets.
Yep.
And it's all, like I said last night, it's all to usher in the Enterprise. I mean, they're trying to usher him in very quick because they're running out of time. And Russell said this last night on the show, and we talked about it a little bit, the Who is getting ready to take over.
And I keep hearing everybody throw out the 3% signs or saying we're ready for action. Well, you know, my question is, when is America going to say enough is enough? When are the Patriots going to say it's time?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now the way things have gone, it's overdue, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, I stand with what Russell was saying, you know, well, just not too long ago, is that people are scared. They're scared, you know, and everything, which is understandable. But yet, they're letting their families starve to death.
Well, maybe that's what it's going to take to wake them up and say, it's time for action. We're not going to sit there and let our families die.
Look at the baby formula shortage they got going on now.
Oh, that's national. You bet.
If that doesn't exist, I don't know. That should wake your asses up right there.
Well, from what I understand, it's going to be a large baby food shortage as well, not just formula.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of things heading in a bad direction, guys.
We're going to be Venezuela here pretty soon. You know?
Well...
Oh, I was pissed off the other day, Jonathan. You know, I went to the store, bought 4 tomatoes and a head of lettuce. Guess how much I paid for that? You saw my post about it. $50. I was like, what the fuck? You know?
Nope.
So, yeah, I got my garden started, but nothing's kind of coming up yet. I just planted everything, but. I tell you.
Well, you see my garden.
Yep. Hey, bread, how much is bread where you're at, Russell, right now?
Bread? I eat like honey wheat, kind of name brand, and it's like $2.79, $2.89, something like that.
$4 a loaf over here right now.
And the truth of the matter is, the more the supply shortage, the more they're going to price gouge you.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely. You know, but I tell you, I don't know. I got a feeling they're going to try to shut the election down come November. I see it coming.
Well, that's one of their goals, I'm sure. So, especially with all the pressure from 2,000 mules right now coming out and all the truth being splattered all over everywhere where everybody can see the actual facts, you know, I guarantee you the left right now is panicking.
Oh, yeah, they are, you know. And not only that, they just dropped the Pfizer documents everything came out, and you know, and everything on that too. We were right.
Well, you know, it's funny. We as militia, we've been telling people about this for probably the last 7 years. All this shit was coming, and we kept constantly had people laughing about it, saying, "Oh, you guys are all extremists," and we kept telling them, "Well, you better stock up. This day's coming." And you know what? These same very people that were laughing in my face are sitting there asking me, "How the hell did I know this day was coming?" And you know what? You got to be a blind fool to not have seen it,
mm-hmm.
or nothing but complete denial. One of the two,
right? Or brainwashed, you know. Russell, I mean, I know Russell. He's been spot on. We talked about this about 2007 when all this was coming down. 2008,
yeah.
Somewhere in there.
It was a while back. It sure was, you know. And we ran, like I said, we ran this whole scenario down probably about 7-8 years ago, something like that. And been following through, telling people, warning them, and bang, 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 you know. And everything's come to fruition for the last. And the media is very, very involved in it. When they were showing all of the people supposedly protesting at the Supreme Court of the U.S., their building and stuff like that, drone shots and shots taken for the way shows, only one, maybe a couple hundred people there top. And that is the media's job right now. Is to convince the American people that these lunatic fringes are actually the majority of Americans feel and stuff like that. And say what you want to say, but we're headed for judgment. People are going, oh, you know, God this, God that. No. Look what we've done to what we've been blessed with. Look what's happened to our country. Look what we have allowed to happen to our country. All of us sitting right here, speaking right now, everybody listening, we allowed this to happen because we can't say, oh, that ain't nothing. That's just a little thing. That doesn't bother me, you know, da 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 da. And, you know, here we are. And
well, hey, even our friend up in Singapore, Russell, our friend in Singapore tried to warn us too, didn't he?
The only option the left has at this point, with everything that's coming out, and you got to remember, even with all this evidence and facts and stuff coming out, both the DOJ and the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are so friggin' corrupt. I mean, systemic corruption, that nothing's going to happen. They're going to pull this off.
I don't know.
And they need a major catastrophe to try to stop the election or have mail-in ballots or whatever again. I'm telling you, within the next 60 days, maybe 90 days, 60 to 90 days, there's going to be some huge earth-shattering oh my God event that's gonna scare the American people back into submission, and then they'll slowly, there's not gonna be no big battles or anything like that. They're gonna come for you and I and Jonathan, our family, the people we associate with. They're gonna come for them one at a time, and take us out one at a time, just like Stalin did, just Mao did, Castro, but all started Clinton. But anyway, that's what's going to happen. Right now, our people who being on their knees praying every day doing any good, I hate to disappoint them. because if you ain't figured it out by now, God has turned his back on us because we allowed this system, this evil, to throw God out of our schools, lives, and everywhere else for the majority of Americans, not all of us, okay? But that's who we are, and you better accept the fact. It's going to get ugly, and there's not going to be no big, huge general rise up to ease the, you know, the militia's main function, and always has been, is protect and serve their local communities. That's it. If somebody's looking for some kind of big nationwide movement, attack or whatever, let me tell you, I've been involved in this stuff for going on 20 years and trying to get people together is like trying to herd fucking cats. Everybody thinks George Patton. Nobody trusts anybody. Everybody's way of doing something is better than everybody else. There is no medium. You can't work out any kind of thing. Well, you know what? We'll use this, this, this here. It ends up stuff that'll give everybody basics. Training to where if we ever did have to work together, we could. So, you know, I got that.
Well, Johnson, what? Right. Johnson, what's your insight?
We're all going to die.
Well, quite frankly, my insight is I do believe militias are going to get involved. I believe the citizens of the United States are going to get involved. We've got a lot of tensions right now, guys. And I know everybody keeps saying, oh, they've been saying this for years. But you know what? You only get pushed back in the corner so far. There's no more room to be pushed. And that's
right.
Where we're at. Right now, you've got a lot of people that are taking up arms. We've got the, I mean, just look around. We've got record gun sales in America to where people that you would have never even thought would own a gun went out and bought guns.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen a lot of that.
You know,
and I can tell you right now, I do believe local communities will come together and stand together because they're not just going to let the government come in and finish starving them and killing them off. No, these communities are going to stand together. People see, they're finally seeing what the hell we've been talking about for years. I've had even people on the left turn around and said, you know, if we knew this is what the Democratic Party was about, we would have never been a Democrat. You know, I'm starting to see a lot of people even flop sides. So
yes, I have to.
And it's coming down to. It's coming down to the point to where the American people are awake. And as far as I'm concerned, you can call it the sleeping giant because behind every blade of grass, I guarantee you there's a man with a gun.
Right.
So,
I'm even seeing people turning away from the Republican Party as well. I'm seeing a lot of that on both sides.
You know what it's coming down to, William? It's coming down to that people – are going to be willing to die for their families and fight for their families.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's coming down to. And like I said, this is what it finally took for people to wake up, was for them to, you know, see the where they're trying to do the starvation tactic in our country, where they're actually flying planes into our food processing plants. I mean, come on, you know, if you count, I heard them say, I think it was 15. There's been over 30 of them, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, one in Indiana just burnt down 2 days ago.
Yep, and it just keeps progressing. And you know what the federal government says? Federal government says, oh, that's normal to lose so many plants a year. Well come on, guys.
It's been Ukraine $40 billion.
You know, and then on top of it, we can get over to the border issue. We got such a major food shortage, but yet we can feed every damn illegal coming across the freaking border. What does that tell you right there? We're feeding them, we're housing them.
It's like we said many times. I said it, Russell said it, Vernal said it, you said it. They're our replacements.
So basically this whole thing of the food shortage, you know, what a joke. So the biggest thing is, you know, when they can feed all these illegals, I guarantee you they can feed America.
Yep.
Well, you look at how many... Green said it best, brother. These people hate us so bad that they're willing to kill us.
Well, that's it. And that's what I think America has finally woke up to realize, is that these guys are playing for keeps. And I guarantee you, that's what it took to wake people up. People are actually, even your local news channels, your liberal-owned news channels, I'm seeing these reporters right there on ABC, LA channels, Phoenix, Arizona channels. I'm actually hearing them talk about the food shortage. And you can see the panic in these reporters' eyes. They're finally starting to broadcast it, and they're not keeping it silent anymore. They're going, we're getting kind of concerned. The reporter this morning out of LA News Channel, ABC News, was sitting there saying, well, you know, this is getting kind of scary. I went down to my local Walmart, and the shelves were bare.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, so...
Oh, they're getting out here, too? The liberal channels are starting to speak out.
So even the liberals are starting to speak out, and they're like, holy shit, maybe there is something to what the Republicans have been saying all along.
And that's called a psychopath and everything else. But look, Russell's been right 100% on this, you know, every step of the way.
So
yeah,
it's just gotten to the point to where...
I agree. I understand where Jonathan is coming from, and I agree with him on most of it. But here's something that most people don't see and don't understand, okay? So, yeah, you know, record gun sales, this and that. Now, what you have is the majority of these people are first-time buyers now, and they have absolutely no training, no technical training, and basically what they're going to be is cannon fodder and all these nice high-dollar expensive rifles and all these big setups they bought because they're Rambo. I really do appreciate it. They'll come in real handy if we pick them up off the ground. I don't think as many people will fight as you think they will. There are some, especially in the rural areas. The cities are going to be complete chaos. That's going to be nobody's weapon. People need to realize that, and I agree wholeheartedly, and I've said the same thing in the past, and John has said, the shelves are going bare. This whole strain on the supply chain that's been going on for months is all scripted. It was all planned, but when those shelves do go empty, do you think all these millions of people in these large cities are going to stay there?
No.
No.
Hell no.
They push out to the rural areas at a rate you have never seen before.
Yeah, but the only problem is they're going to have to fuel. They're going to have fuel to do that, and right. And it just came. It came across today. There's going to be a mass fuel shortage.
Well, thank you for interrupting my thoughts there. I really appreciate that very much.
Well, I don't know, man. It's going to get bloody. This is what they want. This is what they want to do. You know.
Well, look at, as I was going to say, let's just look at one big city. It's not the biggest city in the U.S., but it's large. We're going to talk about Houston and, you know, the Metroplex area. Okay? My hometown is about an hour and a half to the northwest of here. There's a lot of rural areas as you go up north. Once you get north of Madisonville and through there. But you got 6.5 million people
in the Houston Metroplex. The shows go empty. They may sit around for a day or two. But hungry people are desperate people. You and I and everybody who's ever seen the government knows they're not going to have food or supplies to these people. So what are they going to do? They're going to start leaving cities in droves. And you get 6.5 million people moving. And I'll tell you what, everybody who has anything in a rural area, you're going to quickly find yourself not fighting for our freedom or anything, but just fighting off the horde to try to survive. It's going to be, it ain't going to be no glory, glory, you know, hallelujah flag wave thing. For those of you who think it is, y'all never seen combat. And, you know, it's not going to be, need to stay focused. In my humble opinion, you need to stay focused in your AO, protecting your community, your loved ones, getting organized together. For instance, the sheriff of the county where our AO is here in Texas came to us and made us his reserve deputy force because he said in the case of an emergency, he did not have the personnel or funding to adequately protect his people. So that's what it's going to be. And yes, communities will have to reach out to communities. And I'm telling you, folks, it's not going to be nothing glorious. It ain't going to be any flag waving going on. It's going to be straight up ugly, and it's going to be survival. Mm-hmm. We're correct about the economy crashing, and I'm surprised the supply chain is still standing personally, but it ain't going to be too bad. Longer. So I think that's what we're looking at, and I think that's what we as citizens and patriots, we need to stand on our Constitution, make sure nobody travels in our AOs, but we need to focus and maintain that relationship. If you don't have a constitutional sheriff, you better get one quick. Concentrate on your AOs, and from there, whatever's going on, get a chance. It's okay. I think nobody really knows exactly what direction these hordes are going to move when they bail out of these cities. So, you know, while you know it's going to happen, you may be okay. You may find yourself in a constant 24/7 battle just to hang on to what little you have. Anyway, that's what I
thought.
Jonathan, do you agree with that?
Well, out of all honesty, I kind of disagree. I think there's, in these major cities, I think when all shit hits the fan like it's going to, I think they're going to be so focused on trying to kick in one another's doors to take what one another have. They're going to be killing off one another left and right, trying to do it. I would hate to even be in a big city. I think most of these city people don't know anything about survival in the country, and I think they're terrified to even try to make that adventure, not knowing where the hell to even go to hit, let alone hoping they can travel 100, 200 miles out in the middle of nowhere, like where I live. You know, these people aren't going to make that kind of a trip, not knowing for sure that, hey, you know, if he doesn't have food, who else in that area might? I think they're going to truly focus on their local communities, the local cities, where they're going to be so busy kicking in one another's doors, trying to fend for themselves and get what they can get from one another. I think it's going to be just a flat-out bloodbath in major cities. That's what I think.
Well, I disagree with that because I think you're right to the extent they're going to be kicking in each other's doors and stuff.
But I'm telling you, after 3 days, these people are going to realize that there's nothing here, and they're going to move. They are not going to stay in the cities. And they still have vehicles. We still have gasoline. And, yes, they can make a 200 or 300 mile trip. And if you think they're not going to be on, you know, you're sadly mistaken there, too. So, you know, we'll see.
Right.
You know.
I guess time will tell the story.
That's pain,
right?
Because somebody's afraid to go to the country.
So, but one of the things also I think is going to happen is I think the federal government is going to shut the fuel supply down right when all chaos breaks out. First of all, the federal government's not going to want people having access for them to travel to Washington or other major areas that try to retaliate. I think they're going to try to take complete control, shut everything down. And I'm talking gas supply, railways, you name it. I believe that's in their tactics, and I believe that's their plan. I think they're also going to shut down the power grids. They're going to shut down cell phone service. I see it all coming, guys. That's what I see. And I think people that
we've talked about that for a long time.
Yep, and I think people that aren't prepared for this, they have not stocked up, they have not set up to where they can be off grid or whatever else. I think they're going to really get caught with their pants down, because you know what? Just like the FBI, that's the first thing they do. They shut down the power and the phone lines. That's the first thing they do. And I guarantee you, when all chaos starts to break out, our power grids, our fuel supply, it's all going to go bye-bye. But that's my opinion on the matter, guys. I hate to cut it short, but I've got a big, big garden. I've got to get watered tonight. So I'm out in the Mojave Desert. And you know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinions here. But, you know, for the government to take complete control of the shit, in my opinion, I can almost guarantee you, that's probably what they're going to do. They're going to shut it all down at once.
Well, they're getting little by little now with the food and everything else.
Exactly. But, you know, maybe Virgil's right, and maybe these people will travel out to the middle of nowhere. Maybe the government, by some chance, says, heck, we're going to let people drive wherever they want to go. But I highly doubt it. So,
the government's going to shut it down to a certain extent. Whether it's all at once, I don't know. I do agree with that. That's just good, solid tactics. There's going to be X amount of fuel. And even if they shut everything down, it doesn't take a genius to pop one of those fuel tank caps and drop a hose down there with a hand.
I was thinking that just a while ago. Just now, Bert, I was just thinking that. It won't take much for somebody to rob one of those things, even a tanker truck.
But these people aren't going to stay in the cities. They're going to move, whether it's on foot, vehicle, whatever. And I don't know, man. Like I said, I just hate to even really run that scenario, because the devastation it's going to have on this country, it's going to be horrible. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened. I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a 25-30%, you know, casualty rate between what Jonathan was saying, people kicking each other's doors in, trying to take whatever supplies they got, you know, people defending their stuff. It's going to be very, very ugly. And I do fully agree with Jonathan to the fact that I've been prepared for a while, but I didn't really get real, real serious about it till about 7 years ago or so. And me and my dog could probably go a good 18 months, you know, before
before things got slim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're able to raise during that period, you know, and you got a hand pump or stream, you got, you know, a hand pump for your water well or whatever, which I would think that anybody that lived in the country
I do have that.
And, had their own water well. If you don't have a hand pump for that thing, or old windmill style pump, or both,
mm-hmm.
I would strongly suggest get one because I do agree with Jonathan. At some point, they're going to cut the grid. They're going to cut communications. You know, it's just what happens tactically. So, Jonathan and I are in agreement on that part.
Oh. Right. Well, it's like with me up here in the country. That's one of the things that we got up here. We got a water well up here, so I actually got a hand pump. And it came in handy when the electricity goes off over here. You know, so it does come in handy.
Well, you got to keep in mind out here in the Mojave Desert, our wells are 350 feet deep. So
about 250 to 300 feet here.
Yep. So with that being said, you know, you better have a way of getting your water up.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
It was like that. I worked in kind of central New Mexico for a while and stuff like that. Yeah, and it seems like those guys were going 200-foot plus to hit water out in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. I can guarantee you, yeah. That 250 feet, where I'm at anyway, you know. But they charge you $10,000 too just to dig your well.
How much?
$10,000
just
to
drill your
well for you.
I thought you said I'm going to tell you to send a couple of water drilling rigs my way.
right. But that only takes a few days, too, to grill it.
I
want
to take it pretty low average around here where I am.
Uh-huh.
You can hit a good well at 90,
120
feet.
That's not bad.
No.
All right, guys. Well, it's that time. And I know Josh's got to split and everything, and we'll come back on her Thursday night. Yeah, we'll see.
Right.
I mean, every day, man, it gets gruesome and gruesome, you know. But anyhow, well, go ahead, John.
Well, anyways, you guys try to have a good night. Try to have a great week. Hope your appointment with the doctor went good today.
And I will know the results in 2 days. So.
Yep, well, there you go. And beyond that, guys, you know, all the Patriots out there, just stand strong together. It's time to unite and work together. We've definitely got to support one another.
America, good night. I'm out of here.
All right. Everybody in the chat room, big hello to y'all in the chat room. Sorry I wasn't ignoring you, but anyhow, we'll be here Thursday night. Johnson, thank you, my brother. And we'll do some survival tips and everything. I've been doing some stuff on baby formula and how you can make your own formula. We'll talk about that and everything. So Thursday night, we'll see you. You guys be careful out there. Good night, everybody.
All right, brother. All right, brother. I'll be giving you a call soon. So.
All righty. Talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good night.
The water from my hand continues as you think I am. Just took my son towards your domain. You can't
run up the world.